Show Live will take place between the 31st of March and 3rd of April 2016 at the NEC in Birmingham. Book your tickets now.
Well, my name's Graham Walker. I'm digital editor from The Star in Sheffield. And we've got something very special coming up. We've got Gadget Show Live, which is this Easter down at Birmingham NEC. All the presenters are going to be there, including my favourite. That's Jason. And do you know what? I've actually got him on the, not on the phone, but actually doing our first ever video conference call using Skype. So, Jason, how are you?
I'm so honoured to be, A, your favourite, although I don't believe that. If it was Amy stood in. Yeah, you'd be saying that. And to be in your inaugural video conference recording, I am honoured.
That's fantastic. There'll be a lot of people who've not been to Gadget Show Live, want to know a little bit about it. I know it's going to be a little bit different this year as well. So what can you tell fans to expect?
Well, okay, so basically, Gadget Show Live is like a huge party at the NEC for geeks. So it's like several halls full of the latest tech, some futuristic tech, and loads of stuff that you can not only check out, but also buy if you want to. You can play with it. You can fly drones. You can ride, not motorbikes, but electric bikes. You can ride scooters. You can try on virtual reality helmets. All the big brands are there, small brands, people with new ideas. There's a competition for inventors and innovators. There's a whole dedicated gaming area. It's an absolute kind of wonder fest for anyone with an interest in technology.
It's a bit different this year. Fans are actually going to be part of the show because you're going to film one of the theatre shows. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is really exciting because this is really weird, right? We've been doing this for years. I don't know, 7 years, I know, is a figure that comes to mind. Whether we've been doing it longer than that as well, I don't know. But we've never recorded the live event. And again, I described the exterior exhibition to you guys. I should also make the point that in the centre of that is this super theatre, which has got 3,000 people, and we do three shows a day for those people, or two shows a day. It certainly feels like three a day. And it's like a kind of West End for nerds. And as part of that, this year, we're going to film the whole thing, and viewers that have come to the show will take part in it, and so they'll get on the TV show.
In previous years, we've had things like we've gone mad about drones, about self-driving cars, about wearable tech. What's the next big thing, Jason?
It's got to be VR, isn't it? I mean, VR's gone bonkers. You'll remember from your youth that virtual reality was very much sort of on the periphery, so it was beginning to take hold, and then there was a hiatus for many years, a couple of decades really, and it's now come back with a vengeance, with the resolution, the software, the kind of immersion that virtual reality promises. That and AR, so you've got virtual reality where you're immersed in a virtual world, AR where you're augmenting the real world, so you add virtual assets to your run, if you like, wearing something like, say, Recon Jet, which is an actual physical product that I've got and that I play with.
All right. Well, listen, Jason, thank you ever so much for your time. It'll be lovely to see you down in Birmingham. And let's keep in touch.
Thank you so much. Bye, everybody.